ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hey Trace listeners, Rach Brown here. 44 years ago, Maria James was murdered in the back of her bookshop in the Melbourne suburb of Thornbury. In the first season of Trace, we investigated that crime. Trace became a huge phenomenon, and so many of our listeners got in touch with potentially useful pieces of information. Today, I'm back with some big news. A few hours after this podcast episode goes live, Victoria Police will announce a $1 million reward for information that finally solves this case. So why are they offering this reward now, 4 decades down the track? And what have they been doing in the meantime? In this episode, I'll find out. But first, to the people who've been waiting this whole time for an answer, Maria's two sons. I head back to the stairs I've now climbed countless times, past rose bushes to the door of Mark James, with his brother Adam's booming voice reaching me before he does.
Well,
been a long time.
It has been a long time. Give me a hug.
Hey, you look stunning,
oh,
right?
Oh, thanks. Hello.
How are you doing?
Nice to see you.
Yeah. So, a reward.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited because it could mean that some more information can come in.
Right.
And we want a result. Yeah. Finally, yes, it's been too long, right?
Our fingers crossed, Dad.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
We're thinking about this every day. Like Adam said, we want to have some closure. We just want to have the police come out and say, yep, that person did it. Our mum was a great mum, but every time I think about her, I can't help to think of the brutal and violent way that she was murdered, in the ritualistic, heinous way that she was killed. I think this $1 million reward the police are offering is really our last chance to get to motivate somebody to do the right thing. You know, don't hold it in anymore. Don't hold back.
Why do you worry that people have been reluctant up until now?
Well, I really think people might have been scared of the church. Both priests were sexually assaulting Adam, and Mum found out about one priest. And on the day of the murder, she'd gone to confront that priest, and then she was killed. So, given those circumstances, I think there could be people out there who might be frightened of the power of the church, and I just want to say to those people, God would want you to do the right thing and to come forward with whatever you know to help the police close this case.
Police continue to investigate the late Father Anthony Bongiorno and Father Thomas O'Keefe. Adam James, who has cerebral palsy, says they both abused him. Their presbytery of St Mary's was just a few doors down from Maria James's bookshop. Police are also still looking into the late killer Peter Keogh, who once skited he'd killed, quote, the woman in the bookshop, but whom Mark James says never knew his mum. Police want any new information on anyone, any tiny detail. It's been hard to get an interview with Victoria Police about this case over the years. In fact, in the 7 years since we launched this podcast, this is the first time I've been offered someone to talk to. I sat down with the head of the homicide squad, Detective Inspector Dean Thomas.
This investigation is very live, and we've got members that are working on this investigation constantly. So again, you know, that's the purpose in wanting to get this reward out now. And, you know, the 44-year anniversary, as you know, is the 17th of June, and we felt it was appropriate and timely to do it. It's important that the reward is released so that we can appeal to anybody out there in the community that has any knowledge of this job, anyone that knows the people involved, anybody that has any information. You know, we're hoping that this reward will be enough to entice those people to come forward and share that information with us. And it doesn't matter how minor they think it may be. It's important that that is given to us and shared with us, because it might be that piece of the puzzle that investigators need to be able to solve this horrific murder.
In the past 8 years since I've known Mark James, he hasn't shifted in his fear that his mum's case remains unsolved because of some kind of conspiracy or corruption.
In the recent coronial inquest, Coroner English in her findings highlighted five exhibit errors. There was Maria James's bloodied clothes, wet lost, her pillow slips lost, her quilt lost, then found just before the inquest. A pillow from an unrelated homicide is put with Maria's exhibits. That then yields a DNA sample that's wrongly used to exclude suspects. Now, these five errors, Coroner English said, quote, the remarkable point of the exhibit errors was that they all occurred for separate reasons and were not connected. So I know this was long before your watch, but has Victoria Police given any thought to the possibility that officers, some officers back then might have been engaged in some kind of conspiracy to protect a Catholic church?
Look, what happened with those exhibits, as was highlighted in the last inquest, is extremely unfortunate. I wish it hadn't happened. But there is nothing that we have found to suggest that it was by design or through any corrupt activity of any members involved in the investigation. And I need to highlight that and be very strong about that. I wish that those exhibits had not gone missing. But as we evolve, that's 44 years ago on the 17th of June. We evolve, we continue to get better with our systems and processes and practices. And there is nothing that we have found to suggest that it was done by design, that it was done deliberately or with any corrupt reason behind it.
I relay this back to Mark James, but it doesn't allay his concerns.
The question on Adam and I's mind for a long time, is, well, has this been a cock-up or has there been a cover-up? Well, I've got confidence in the police of today and I've got confidence in Ron Hiddles, who's been a great support. But I just think that there's something may have gone on back 44 years ago. Somehow all of that stuff is gone and there are no destruction records. What the police have said in every other situation where something was destroyed because it could have been a biohazard, there was a record of destruction and that they're very meticulous. But in my mum's case, and only my mum's case, this stuff has just disappeared.
In early 2022, the coroner directed Victoria Police to do a thorough search of its holdings, so storage rooms and archives, which house more than 90,000 odd exhibits, to see if it turns up Maria James's missing bloodied clothes and pillow slips. The guy who's had his head in all these archive boxes, dusty old boxes I would love to look in, is the detective running this cold case.
Lee Prados, Detective Senior Constable, Homicide Squad. I've been to storage sites. I've looked inside evidence bags. I've looked inside archive boxes. This is a big task. It could be done quickly or it could be done properly. It's still going, but the reason for that is it's being done properly and it will take time.
Do you want my help? I'll go through it with you.
If we do, I'll make the call.
The coroner also recommended the investigation into Father Buongiorno should continue because, quote, he had motive, proximity and opportunity. Have you kept looking into him?
Yes.
Are you allowed to elaborate?
No.
Are you able to say whether you've gone back to his family members for possibly more information?
I won't go into specific people who have been approached. If I start referring to specific people or groups of people or family groups in a forum like this, a listener might listen to that and say, well, I'm not going to give Lee a phone call because if I do, he might end up doing an interview and actually refer to my family. For that reason, I won't go into it.
In 2021, Trace listeners offered up a name, which I passed to you, of a woman who may have been a housekeeper who saw Father Buongiorno on the day of Maria James's murder covered in blood. Are you able to say whether you've interviewed that person?
Yes.
And has she given any useful information that relates to this investigation?
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
Again, I don't want that to be construed as a message to people, well, don't come forward because it may not lead to something substantial today. It was confirmed that the people we were asked to approach ought to have been approached.
So that woman wasn't working at the presbytery?
I won't go into the specifics because that touches on what is in her statement. What I will say is the people have been approached, asked to commit information into statements.
Mm-hmm.
That has been done.
And I want to ask you about Father Thomas O'Keefe,
yep.
who'd also been abusing Adam James, thus also potentially had a motive for murder. Have you kept looking into him?
Yes.
And I'm guessing not able to elaborate on that either?
I can't.
If a priest has been involved in the murder of Maria James, and I say if because you've mentioned there are lots of persons of interest, what would you say to people who might be worried that coming forward with this information somehow betrays their Catholic faith?
Matter of faith is a deeply personal matter, and it's not something which, as one of the investigators in this job, I feel comfortable making a comment about. All I would say is, if there's anything that should matter to a human being, I would suggest it's the death of another human being. And just from being another member of the community, I would hope that we all care still about what happened back in Thornbury in 1980 as much as we did then, as we do today. So religion aside and faith aside, I would hope that as a human, if you know something and it could help, that you come forward.
The other person the coroner recommended that the investigation should continue into is Peter Keogh. Has that been done?
Yes.
Anything that you want to say in that regard?
No, other than what I've said about the other men who have been named.
You have to be very careful about what you say, and I respect that, because we wouldn't want to jeopardise a potential inquest update or a new criminal case in the future.
And the case is not closed. The list beyond the suspects, the persons of interest, is large. The most critical witnesses in my assessment would be people who were in or about 736 High Street on the 17th of June 1980 at around midday. People, for example, may think, look, I noticed this on the day of the crime, but it was so innocuous and so innocent. What need is there for me to tell the police or anyone? Please don't make that decision and assessment yourself. Even if that piece of info isn't the gold nugget that you need, it may be the start of a line of inquiry or a line of investigation which leads to an ultimate conclusion.
So hairs were found on Maria James's quilts. Can you tell me what types of testing has been done on them, or if it's still continuing?
Regarding mitochondrial DNA analysis, VIFM, the Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine, were engaged. We're talking about items which the coroner directed be mm-hmm. delivered to VIFM for mitochondrial, and they were hairs. Hairs from pillow slips and hairs from a quilt.
Yeah.
The mitochondrial testing has been done. We are not in a position to take that further at this stage.
No results from that.
But don't give up hope, because I have been told, and we continue to work with VIFM to explore further options. And we are talking about techniques and technology which is cutting edge.
Mm.
It's not just the hairs on the quilt.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about exhibits from the crime scene in 1980. We're talking about the twine.
Mm.
Frustratingly, science doesn't exist today that can take that further. But I can promise you, and anyone listening, that that exhibit is going to be retained and protected fiercely in the expectation and hope that one day we can get something from it.
You've been looking into this for the last 5 years. I know you're working on other cold cases. What kind of a toll does this take on a police officer? Because you are carrying the weight and hopes of families.
Any time I think about the toll it takes on me personally, I turn my thoughts to the family. And in this case, I turn my thoughts to Mark and Adam, and I honestly do. To be honest with you, Rachel, any feeling of a personal toll that it takes on me, I imagine it's the same as yourself once you find things out about these cases, pales into insignificance about what those men have been through. And as soon as I turn my mind to that, I get back to the job.
So as the police continue to trawl through archive boxes, and as we wait for advances in DNA technology to test hairs and the twine found around Maria's wrists, right at this moment, all hope rests on the community. That's you, listeners.
For the foreseeable future, there's nothing going to come out about DNA. So it's really up to the public coming forward. You know, my brother grew up without a mum, and I grew up without a mum. We just want an answer. We just want closure. If you could please come forward and tell the police what you know, and to bring us some peace, to bring us some relief.
And with every detail you can think of, would be most helpful to us.
Any information can be given to your local police station or call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. If you haven't heard the whole remarkable story of this case from the beginning, go back now and listen to season one of Trace. And you can email me at this address, trace@your.abc.net.au. Huge thanks for all your support so far. I'll come back to you when there's an update.